the crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
The party's on, baby. What a night here at American Family Field. The Brewers get the clinch. The Brewers get a walk-off, and we're live here in the dugout. I'm Dom Catronio. Jerry Augustine is here with us, too. Everybody's out on the field. Streamers thrown everywhere. Cigar smoke in the air. The alcohol's back in the clubhouse, but what an environment. Augie, I know you know a thing or two about these environments and how much fun these can be. These are the most special nights of the year, right?
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, you take this ball club and what they've done all year to come out and do it in a winning fashion like they did tonight with the walk-off. It's just so such a neat story what this ball club has done. But to go out tonight, sure, they won it this afternoon because the Cubs lost. But to come out tonight and play the game that they did, a 2-1 ball game, and win it like they did, climactically right at the end with the big base hit by Bauer, I'll tell you what, couldn't be any more special.
This is a night that it's kind of a twilight zone, right, Augie, where you already know you won, and you know, all right, well, you don't have to win, but at the same time, you would like to win. And in the fashion they did it, Augie, this felt like a playoff game. 1-1, A bullpens, aces on the mound. One mistake for each team was the only reason they had scored a run. And then finally, who starts it all but Jackson Churio?
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, you look at this ball club, there's so many storylines. When they go out and you try to make a film, or you try to write a book, or you try to do an essay on this ball club this year, there's so many different storylines about things that happened, the young players and Churio coming on and all the things that have gone on. But to go out and win game 152, to say National League Central Division champions, is really pretty special. This team has gone out and did things so many different ways. They stay in the game. They play hard. They needed a big outing from Peralta tonight. He stepped up and was excellent. But what just a great ball game to beat a team that's probably got the best record in all of baseball, and you beat them 2 out of 3, and you kept that series win at home.
This is a fun night for the Brewers. Just kind of like wear it for a moment, right? And finally relieve the stress and realize, like, oh my goodness, this young team finally did it. Hang on, I got Sal Frelick yelling at me. You want to come on? Let's go! We're getting Sal Frelick here, Augie.
Sure.
Who are you talking to?
You're live on postgame. Say hi. We got Sal Frelick joining us live. This is why we're out here, man.
I saw you talking. I was like, I need a drink.
You can hear me. I'd love one. I wish. But, hey, company hours. Congratulations, man. How does this feel?
Awesome. Doesn't feel any better. Got a little taste of it last year, but feels even better this time.
I mean, shoot, thinking about you, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about, hey, beginning of the year you were playing third base, and now you're leading right field and defensive runs saved. This whole year for you has been one heck of a wild ride. Can you sum it up in a little quick way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all had a certain belief system heading into spring training that Murph and the rest of the staff kind of bestowed upon us, and I just don't think we really wavered from that. So, you know, whether it was, you know, playing third early, then not playing at all, or guys who were starting early, now they're in the bullpen. Like, it doesn't really change what we are as a team. I think we kind of just stuck to that, which is awesome.
You know, it's kind of funny to think back to last year. You had the freshman series with you and a few of the guys, and Garrett's obviously here. You're in the middle of it. Terang's in the middle of it, and there's another crop coming with Churio and Mizorowski. You're part of a heck of a farm system, a heck of a success story. Have you guys had these conversations, like when you were sitting there in Double A and Triple A, like, man, one day we could be out here on this field celebrating a title?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really special, and I think it's a testament to just the front office that we have here. From drafting, just these homegrown players, it's what they've always done. You looked at even the guys before us, you know, Big Wu, Freddie, guys like that. You know, they really do, I think, develop talent better than anybody. And, just coming up through the system, I think we were just hungry and ready to get to the next level, but not just get there, but win, too. And so it's really, really cool to look back on.
Jerry Augustine is with us as well, former Brewers pitcher. He's upstairs. Augie, do you have anything for Sal?
Yes, Sal, you know, you started in spring training and, you know, you came in with the slogan, let's win today. But when did you start realizing that you know, this club was something special? You were up here last year and you got a good dose of playing Major League Baseball, but it's that second year coming in. Sometimes can be difficult. You came in, all of a sudden you guys started playing well. When did you start feeling like, hey, this was something special?
Yeah, well, I think early, maybe like one of the first meetings we ever had where Murph sat us down as a team in spring training and kind of talked to us, I was like, this has a little bit of a different feel, different vibe. But then when we got the season started, I mean, right from the get, you know, in New York with Reese there and just kind of the stuff that went down there, everyone was like, oh, we're just going to be a little different this year. It just feels a little different, the type of baseball we were playing. And then, you know, we're at game, whatever, 150-something, I don't know, but I feel like we really took every game the exact same way and didn't waver from that. So just every game along the way felt great.
That's fantastic stuff. Sal Free, look, I think the party's starting to move a little bit, so I don't want you to miss any of that. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations, and enjoy that cigar you got, man. You guys earned it.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks,
Augie. Sal Frelick here joining us live. That's why we're doing this, Augie. That's why we're down here live. We're the only ones that can bring you that kind of access, right?
Yeah, you take a player like Sal Frelick and what he means to the club. Everybody has a certain personality. We talk about the Brewers having all these great young players, and they do. They have a great group of young players. They're all so unique, and Sal Frelick really brings a part to this ball club where he's a guy that goes out and he just understands that, you know what, I have to be as good on the defensive side as I do on the offensive side, and he takes so much pride in it. And you see that in the way he plays, and when you see young players go out and play like that, boy, as a fan, you just fall in love with these type of kids. And that's what these Brewers young players are. They're good. They go out and they say, not only do I have to be good on the defensive side, not only do I have to be good on the offensive side, I got to be good in the clubhouse and I got to be a good teammate. I got to help make this team better. And I'll tell you, these young kids have done a great job.
So throughout this program, we're going to have audio. I know Josh Maurer had a few guys, Lane Grindle had a few guys on the network postgame show. In case you missed any of that, we'll play that. I've got some audio of myself. I've got Garrett Mitchell. I've got Willie Adames. I've got Reese Hoskins. All of that's in the hopper. We'll get to that throughout the program, and we'll actually react to this game a little bit too because it was a classic here tonight. We'll see if we can grab anybody else here to join us too. Brewers get the victory 2-1 in walk-off fashion. Jake Bauer's RBI single to win this game, and we're having a party here tonight at American Family Field. They're not going to keep them off the field tonight, baby. Let's have some fun here on 620 WTMJ.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
What's on here at American Family Field? I'm Dominic Catronio. Jerry Augustine is upstairs as well. And now the man of the hour, Christian Yelich, is joining us here. Yelly, we talked to you pregame. Congratulations. You guys can officially stamp it NL Central. And We've talked a lot about pillars. We've talked a lot about leadership. And now that you're looking at this young team that you've seen in front of you, celebrate this one. How fun is this?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I think every year is different in terms of what you got with your team, your guys, things you have to overcome throughout the year. And this team's definitely overcome a lot. We had a lot of adversity throughout the year. We had a bunch of injuries, and guys just continued to step up. So just really proud of these guys and, you know, looking forward to watching them.
How cool is it with the celebration to have Uke right in the middle of it, as he always is, and the speech that Murph gave introducing Uke? I mean, these are special moments to have a Hall of Famer with you guys.
I mean, yeah, he's a huge part of, you know, it's the Milwaukee Brewers isn't the Milwaukee Brewers without Bob Uecker, you know, and I think these celebrations are really cool, and I really think the best part of them is when you get to celebrate with Uke, and he's a part of it, and he's having a good time because he's a legend, and we all love him. We all love being around him, and you know, would love nothing more than to finally get him a World Series ring.
You mentioned earlier today that this feels a lot like 2018. It might be just as sweet, given that one was game 163 and this one a little bit earlier. Can you expand on that a little bit? What makes this one so special?
I think it's because we were probably doubted, and the expectations coming into this year were, you know, that we were going to be a rebuilding club and we were going to kind of just have a down year. We lost a lot, and it's understandable why people were saying those things, but, you know, as a team, like, you still have to play the season. So we're like, we're not just going to play the season just to play the season and be happy that we're a part of some major league games. Like, we want to win, and we've established a winning culture here, and thought that, you know, we obviously lost some significant pieces. They're all great players, and Counts is a great manager, but we kind of looked around in spring training. We're like, you know what, like, we're going to be able to surprise some people, and we got some good talented young players, and if they take steps forward, then we're going to be in a really good spot. And you don't know how it's going to play out, but we definitely didn't think we're going to be all the way out of it throughout the year, and liked our chances.
All right, Christian Yelich, I know you want to go celebrate. Get out of here. You've done enough interviews today. Congratulations. Hope to see you on the field soon, my
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, dude. Sorry I'm soaking wet.
Oh, aren't we all? I'm still burning from Garrett getting me earlier.
Oh, he got you?
He got me good.
Oh,
so,
man. Well, you got to enjoy the burn, right?
Amen.
I appreciate it, dude. Thank
Christian
you.
Yelich coming on here on WTMJ. Thank you, dude. Appreciate you. As a Augie, how cool is that, man? That obviously he's the captain of the team. Unfortunately, can't play the rest of the season, but this has been really fun.
You know, he's such a special player. You know, every team needs that one signature player. And, you know, we can look at what Adames has done this year and Contreras has done for this ball club this year. And, of course, the young Chirio done. But when this team, in the beginning of the season, they needed someone to step up. They needed someone to take that leadership role and to go out and perform and get this team going in the right direction. And I thought one thing that Christian Yelich did, until he had the misfortune with his back, he was that guy. They put him at different spots in the order. He did whatever they wanted him to do. And I'll tell you what, he was having a great season until the injury came up on him, and his back injury came up and limited his playing time. They needed someone to step up. They needed that leader, that franchise name. And I thought Christian Yelich did exactly what he needed to do. And right from after he started playing very well, what did the team start doing? Everybody started buying into the program, and his team took off, and they played well the rest of the season.
I mean, this is a guy, since he arrived, this is normal for him. And, Augie, I know you know this. It has not been normal for the Brewers in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s to expect to win the division. Well, you look at it for Yelly. They win game 163 in 2018. They're a wild card team in 2019. 2020, they're a wild card team. 21, they win the division. 23, they win the division. 24, they win the division. And Yelly has been the center part of all of those.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, when he first came over, I saw the trade, and I watched him down in Miami. You know, they're trading all their outfielders, all their good players are getting rid of, and there's Christian Yelich, who's putting up some good numbers. He was hitting the ball. He played good outfield. You know, he's like a signature player, and all of a sudden, looking, I think it was February 1st, the year that he was traded. He's traded, and all of a sudden he's a Brewer. I was talking to Jeff Grayson, who I used to do TV work with Fox, and I said, I think that Christian Yelich in this ballpark could be MVP-type player. And I'm going to tell you what, I said it because I thought he was that good of a player. Well, he turned out to be even better. He is now the face of the franchise. He's a guy who took over for Ryan Braun and just said, you know what, team, get on my back. I'm going to show you, not only as a player, I'm going to show you as a human how to go out and how to play this game and how to be a winner, and he's done just that.
We'll have some interviews with all the guys a little bit later on here in the program, especially for maybe if you're listening live still with us. I still got a ton of texts, and you're welcome to call into as well, 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. How much fun is this just to look around? And there's still people here at the ballpark, still folks on the field. Jackson Churio still hanging out over here. I mean, I also, for anybody who was asking, it was Martinelli's. There was a whole display for Jackson Churio at his locker. Martinelli's was the non-alcoholic choice for Jackson Churio, being just 20 years young. How about him starting this inning in the bottom of the ninth? A triple off of an all-star closer in Carlos Estevez, lining it down the right field line. Never a doubt, was thinking three out of the box. And it was a pretty quiet day to that point in the game for Churio, and made the adjustment like a few guys have said. And, man, this is how we may be seeing rallies begin for years to come.
You know, age-wise, he's a rookie. He's a young player. But when he steps in that plate, he has done such a job of slowing the game down. He goes up there and gives what he's taken. I'll tell you what, he swings the bat like a veteran. And I'll tell you, that pitch that he got on the outside part of plate, went with it on one. As soon as it got by the first baseman, I said, triple all the way. And I think when he got, as soon as he hit it, he said, I'm going to go to third. I'm going to go as hard as I can. And, man, he just comes up with so many big hits, and just like he did in Arizona this past weekend, coming up with a big hit when he needed to. But it's more importantly is where he hit it. The pitch was a tough pitch to hit. Went out and got it and just went right with the pitch. That's a veteran-style hitter. And each time I go out, I said, you know, he's only 20 years old, but he just continues to amaze everyone in what he's able to accomplish.
And then Jake Bowers, a guy who's been in a slump right now, to be the winning hit, just a clean single through the right side, understood that the guy was throwing a bunch of heaters. I'm really happy for Jake, given the fact that it has been a bit of a struggle the last couple of weeks. We've seen him be really hot. We've seen him be really cold. And for him to be the hero tonight, 5 walk-offs this year, Augie, 5 different players have hit those walk-offs. How cool is that?
That is really good. Well, that's just going to show you it's about team. And, you know, the players, each and every player that you interview or you talk to or we talk to says, you know, it's always somebody different every night. And that's what's so special about this ball club. It's not just about one player always doing it. It's not just about one player going in and saying, yeah, it's on my back, I've got to do it. It's about this is a team. And that slogan, win today, that is such a special slogan because it means a team win today. And that's the way they go about and do their job. And I'll tell you what, they don't give in. They play a hard 27 outs no matter what it is. And I'll tell you, it really goes to show you. They set themselves up for a real fun time for the rest of the season. And then into the playoffs, it's going to get pretty special.
The team's gone back into the clubhouse to start partying again. We've got some audio to play for you, too. I got a streamer right in front of my camera down here, Augie. We'll get some playoff thoughts here in a moment now that we can actually start talking about it as well. The Brewers get the win 2-1 over the Phillies, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. This text, Ken from Heartland, wanted a simply incredible season from the Milwaukee Brewers. Pat Murphy, manager of the year. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right, Augie?
No doubt about it. You take a team like what lays on, and you know, I've been sitting when they first got Murph, I'm just going like, okay, Murphy's been, he's the winning, the fastest coach in NCAA history to 500 wins, the youngest coach to get the 500 wins. So he's a veteran. He understands. He knows to understand young kids. And then all of a sudden they start the season and they got all these great young players. But here's a man that understands the trials and tribulations that young players do. And what does he do? He builds a relationship with them. He lets them know what they need to do. And he backs them 100%. And he tries to put them in games to be successful. That's a good manager. But that relationship that you have with the players from a manager is so important. And he's perfect for the job.
This has been a lot of fun to watch. The whole front office just took a whole photo together to all the people that you don't hear about that are helping this team win, and Matt Arnold's hugging every single one of them. So this is about people, it's about family, it's about getting the job done all together. We'll keep you for one more segment, Augie, as we start talking postseason after this here on 620 WTMJ.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Innings. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Most of the players are into the clubhouse. There's still some stragglers out here with Jerry Augustine. I'm Dominic Catronio, live from the dugout tonight, getting all the reaction from the Brewers, getting the NL Central again, back-to-back in three of the last 4 years. I'm just sitting here, Augie, and I think the only people that knew this could happen were the people that were in the room, and even Murph admitted it. There were times that he was feeling some daunt, and man, now the slogan has become undaunted for this club, and I can't think of a better word to describe the Brewers, no matter what injury has come their way, no matter what sort of issue or underperformer or whatever, they have been undaunted every step of the way, and that's how you get to celebrate on nights like tonight.
Yeah, there's no question. This team goes out every day, and they go with the attitude that they're going to play hard for 27 outs, and they're going to give it their best. And when that game is over, they're going to turn the page. And I think when you have a young group of guys, you can sometimes fall into ruts, but you look at this club. How many times have they gone to four losses? Zero. Team with that stature of those young players and never go through a losing streak of more than three games is just, it's unthinkable. I sit back and I look, I go, wow, this club is just doing everything special. But they are undaunted. They're a bunch of young kids that go out, they play hard, they believe in each other. They know that if something doesn't go right for them, someone's going to pick them up. And I'll tell you what, it's always been said, what do you do to make a team better? You make me better. You make yourself better, and that automatically will make the team better. And I'll tell you, these kids go out and do just that.
This is a team that might be built for the postseason. So let's talk a little bit about that. This text from Jerry in the Dells. How cool is this? Hell yes. This journey may end in disappointment or may not. Hope not. Well, no one can be disappointed by this journey. So sweet. Can we win it all? We'll see. Tonight, all is well in Wisconsin. This one is pretty great. This text coming in from the 608 area code. Dom, we need to not take this run the Brewers are on for granted. As a kid in the late 90s and early 2000s, the Brewers winning the division was unthinkable, and the season was usually over by June. Three division titles last 4 years, super special. I have a feeling these guys aren't quite done yet this season. That's a good text there as well. 855-616-1620. So, Augie, look, we've talked all summer long about hopefully getting that 2 or 1 seed here, and that's what the focus will be tomorrow. We'll have plenty to talk about with all that kind of stuff. But then when it comes to maybe the reality that they might be in that three-game wild card series. Let's be honest. Each of the last 2 years in these new rules, that three-game wild card has produced a team that's won the pennant. So maybe it's not so bad if they are in that series.
Well, I think this team is just built. They just want to play in the playoffs. Just give them an opportunity. They take, like we do, we talk about so much, win today. You go out and play each game, and you're going to do things really well. And you look at the series, how they play every series. They play every series no matter what. Well, they want to win the series, and I think that's their mindset. That's the way they approach their game. That's the way they approach their season. And I think if they, no matter how they get to the playoffs, I think they're going to be prepared. I think they've set themselves up to do that, just that. And I think when you look at this ball club, it's game 152 and they've clinched it. They've got 10 games really to get themselves in order to try different things to see what works best for them. You look at what they did tonight, the order that they did with the pitching staff today coming out of the bullpen. That was set up for today. I'm set up today. This is the way I'm going to go about getting a win. Peralta, you did an awesome job. Well, Ross came in and gave him another excellent out. He's been throwing the ball so well. Then Koenig comes in, back to his old form. He struggled the other day. Came, bounced right back and pitched a great in. Then you have McGill and Devin pitching, and those guys were just outstanding. They're setting things up and getting that mode that they have to be in to get to the playoffs, and I think having this opportunity with the next 10 games, it's really going to show when they get to the postseason, it's going to really help them.
I've seen Jeff Levering walking down here as well as the Brewers are enjoying the victory here on WTMJ. Jeff Levering coming in saying hi. Hey, buddy. Big hug here on video. He's saying, do you want to throw a headset on or go celebrate? Throw a headset on. Here, Jeff Levering. Jeff Levering's here. Stand by. We're on camera here as well. Hey, buddy.
Oh, nice. Hi, pal.
How fun is this? You're getting used to this, aren't you?
I don't know about if you ever get used to it, Dom, but this is it's really fun. I do have a full beer sitting by a trash can that I hope is still available somewhere.
I mean, I think you'll be able to find another one. I mean, it shouldn't take that long to find out.
I don't know. This is great, though. This is really fun.
I'm just sitting here. When we were sitting in spring training and Burns was gone and found the news out about Devin Williams, and then, you know, Yelly says, hey, no one picks us because we're the Brewers, and that's okay. And we're all like, yeah, it's a cool company line. And then they got off to that great start in April.
Yeah.
And Sal just told me here a second ago, it's like that first series against the Mets changed everything. When they realized with the stuff with McNeil and the way that series went sweeping them, that set the tone for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think so. It gave you this attitude of don't mess with us, right? Because we believe in ourselves. And even if people around Major League Baseball or outside of Milwaukee didn't believe it, they believed it within the clubhouse. And they never stopped believing that. And I'm going to start singing Journey probably. But it really is. It's something that I haven't experienced here in the big leagues yet with this Brewers team, because they always had stars. They always had these guys that would carry your team. And people who have been there and done that before had the pitching staff and the horses to do it. You never know who's going to win a game for you this year. Jake Bowers goes and wins a ball game for you. Andrew Monasterio goes and wins a ball game for you. Everybody's done it.
Said that all five walk-offs, five different players.
Right.
I mean, it's the testament to the depth, and I see Matt Arnold out there. I see Matt Klein out there. I see all the guys that deserve a lot of credit in addition to Pat Murphy. And I'll let you go celebrate after this one, though, Jeff. I mean, you've seen, like, I feel like 2018, and we had Yelly on earlier, and it feels like 2018 in that, hey, There's something special here. There's something going on that maybe you just can't quite put your finger on.
Yeah, I think you're right. And at least then it was, you had this really great bullpen with all these guys, and you have that now, and people are starting to figure out those roles. I thought today was a really big game for Jared Koenig to go out there getting up and down on a Sunday after what he did on Sunday against the Diamondbacks. I thought Trevor McGill and Devin Williams, who is doing this, he's going upward, right?
Striking out the side tonight.
Right, he's in May, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. He's just getting hot. This is going to be a fun year, and there's a lot more celebrations to come.
Augie, do you have anything for our friend Jeff Levering?
Well, he said it all. But, Jeff, you know, you've seen this ball club from spring training, has been with this ball club for so long and seen the other postseason teams play. What is the one different thing that you saw in this ball club, and when did you see it that you knew there was something special here?
You know, I don't know if it's one thing, Augie, to be honest with you. I just feel like this team plays with such a chip on their shoulder. Mm. I was just talking with a couple of people out on the field, and there's so many guys in that bullpen or even in the starting rotation that have been given up on. And the Brewers don't give up on anybody. They try and find the best out of everybody. And then you have the young kids that don't know any different. right? Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang and Jackson Churio, they're just being themselves. So you have this combination of guys that are getting second life and just putting it all out there on the table and seeing what happens. And then these young kids that are figuring out on the fly. And that is a perfect combination. And when you got Pat Murphy running the show, bringing it all together, almost like a college roster, he's the perfect guy to run this system.
This has been super fun. Jeff Levering, go celebrate. Appreciate you spending some time with us here. And I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Hopefully that beer's still by that trash can that I stashed.
Like I
you
said,
never know.
I think we can find you another one.
Thanks,
congrats,
man.
Jeff.
Thanks, Dom.
All right, Jeff Levering here on WTMJ. So let's get back to the topic of the segment. So I know it's tough to say it, but there's four teams in the mix right now for these wild cards. You got San Diego, you got Arizona, you got New York, and you got Atlanta. I'm putting you on the spot, Augie. Pick one. Who do you want to face in a wild card series?
I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. I really don't. I think that this team is built differently than some of the playoff teams that the Brewers have had. I look at this team, and I feel that this team is, and Dom, you can chime in if you want, this team plays with a what they would call a silent confidence. Confidence in themselves. And I say silent because in order to be silent, you have to believe in yourself that you can go out and do the job when you get an opportunity. And when you get that opportunity, you're just going to go do it the best of your ability. And if it doesn't work out, you're going to keep that confidence and you're going to come the next day and you're going to try that much harder to get that much better. And I think this team has it where, you know, other teams have certain guys or they stand out and we do have them. We do have Adames' year is just phenomenal and Contreras always swings the bat and Churio and all. We talk about that every day. But the rest of the team, this team has a group of young players that have a confidence within themselves to say that I don't have to do things rah-rah. I don't have to be the hero every day. I don't have to absolutely be the best that the team has. I've got to go out and do my job, play up to my abilities, and if I play up to my abilities, I'm going to get an opportunity. Silent confidence that this team has makes everybody goes out, and they're happy for when they win, whoever it is, and I'll tell you what, they come out the next day, and hopefully it'll be somebody else, and it usually is.
I like that confidence from you. Jerry Augustine here on WTMJ. It's been a fun night, my friend. I'm going to cut you loose. We're going to get to some of these taped interviews now for the rest of the show. Wow, the Brewers are division champs once again, Augie, and they're going to soak up every second of tonight and then back to work tomorrow against the Diamondbacks.
Well, Dom, I'm on my way home, and when I get up in the morning, I'll turn you right on for breakfast.
It's going to be great. Hey, Chris Hook's heckling me right now, so I might have to defend myself here for a second. Thanks, Augie. What?
All right, great being with you.
Thanks, Augie. We'll take a breather. Come back with more after this on WTMJ.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I'm Dominic Catronio, WTMJ. Chris Hook is live with us down here in the dugout. Hey, you got to do it for the radio. You do it to me every time you see me.
Dominic Catronio. That's it.
I hope I don't sound like that here on the radio. Brewers win 2-1. They win the Central once again. And quite frankly, Hookie, I know I've told you this before, and you may deflect the credit, but, man, you're a major part of all of this.
Well, it's been great. I mean, I've done this 3 out of 4 years. I mean, how can you get better than that? But our guys, I think we've got a group of people, you know, that we talk about all the time, the pitching lab that we fly people out. But, I mean, there's just a group of people that are doing great things every day and on a daily basis and just, like, just raising the standard of everybody in that locker room and especially our pitchers. So it's been fun. We are just elated with the guys that come out of nowhere, the Tobias Myers, the Bryce Wilsons, the Colin Rays. Like, they're not expected to do much, and they do something. And that little bit of improvement every day ends up making a big difference at the big league level. And we're just so excited that those guys were able to make a big impact this year.
When we say the word undaunted, we've heard Murph say that over and over and over again. I think of you every time I hear the word undaunted. Given, all right, no Woodruff for the year. Devin misses the first half of the year. Wade goes down early. Gasser goes down. I mean, if anyone's undaunted, it's you, but you had every reason to feel a little bit of daunt, and now you're here celebrating a title.
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, you just think, I never think that we're behind the eight ball because we're just working on making our guys better. I mean, we never think, oh, God, this guy's down, this guy. Well, Who's the next dude? Who's the next guy that's going to step up? How are we going to make this guy better? How are we going to make this guy competitive to make us win games? And it just never stops. And I think Jim and our whole group, I mean, there's a large pitching group here. We talk about the bullpen catches. We talk about the training staff. We talk about the strength conditioning. We can't do it. I mean, we're missing one of those elements. We cannot do what we do on a daily basis. And I think that's that. I think that's a time when we talk about the pitching lab and everybody, oh, the pitching lab, quote unquote, the pitching lab. The pitching lab is here on a daily basis, putting the work in. There's probably 10 to 15 people on a daily basis trying to make our pitchers better. And it never stops. There's never a day that we're going to take off. We're out there doing it today. How can we make Frankie Montas better than he was the last time? It never, ever stops. And I hope our guys feel that. Our new guys, Aaron Savali, like, oh, you guys are on me. You're like, you're trying to make me better. Yes, we're not giving up. We're never giving in, and that's the goal of our group.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, hey, everyone's clearing the field. I'll let you go celebrate with everybody. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow now since I know Murph's got you out here.
Hey, we're out to win tonight, tomorrow.
Win tonight, tomorrow, absolutely. Chris Hook, congratulations on everything. Thanks for everything this year.
Dominic Catrone. We'll see you guys.
Pitching coach extraordinaire of the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, Hookie. Appreciate you. I mean, that's the fun stuff that we get down here in the clubhouse. Thanks. Also, I got to give a shout-out. Brennan Hook, 22nd birthday today. So happy for the Hook family who's down here as well. So happy birthday to Brennan. Hope you're able to pop one off tonight, hanging out, watching the Brewers win this one. So first and foremost, as before I go further on into this program, I got to pay some bills. Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities, all to help your business succeed. It's commercial banking value that only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association member, FDIC. We're going to rack up all of our interviews here in just a moment. From this point forward, we're not talking about the game anymore. Everything we're going to talk about today, we'll play the highlights a little bit later, but everything here forward is audio, clinching, excitement. We'll get to all of that here in just a moment. Let's rack it up here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
All right, let's have some fun now. Let's hear from everybody. Some of this is in the middle of the party. Some of this is on the network post-game show with Jeff and Lane and Josh. I'm Dominic Catronio. Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you by Cider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. And they offer 5% off for seniors and veterans all year long for all service. You go to cider.com today. That's S-E-I-D-E-R.com. To mention this offer when you're scheduling your appointment, Cider.com, S-E-I-D-E-R, Families Helping Families since 1912. Well, we talked so much about the man at the top, Pat Murphy, probably going to be the NL Manager of the Year. He caught up with the guys in postgame.
Central Division Champion Manager Pat Murphy. Murph, always good to do this and
sure
celebrate
it
with a win, right?
No question. This is the right way to do it. It was meant to be this way. So, yeah, I'm really happy for our guys. You know, we've been playing hard. It's 150 games in or 151 games in, and the people of Milwaukee ought to be awful proud of the way these guys competed. Everybody doubted them, and, yeah, they come to play every night.
Murph, it's me. It was nice to be in the clubhouse earlier tonight to celebrate after the Oakland A's stopped the Cubs down at Wrigley Field. But there's nothing like winning it this way.
No question about it. It's been beautiful. I shared it with you, Uke, that the fact that we clinched, sharing it with you was one of the best moments in my 9 years here. And I'll tell you, man, but coming out tonight and winning in a walk-off manner, yeah, against a team as good as the Phillies, and it was just a great played ball game. And yeah, it was a beautiful thing.
You know, winning it the way they did, Pat, and you, of course, you said it 9 years, you've been around here, and there's nothing like doing it the way you did it now as the skipper here.
Well,
you know that?
No, I just, you know, I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful. I had a great time to watch, you know, 8 years to watch, and then, I got an opportunity, so I'm grateful for that. Them giving me that chance, and I don't know what I do, but I know that those ball players, they play really, really hard, and they compete every night and give us a chance, no matter how experienced, no matter what, they give us a chance. So that's something that I'm very very blessed to have that type of guys that want to go. They're hungry, albeit young. We've had a lot of adversity, but they're just willing to play every night, so beautiful.
Murph, last one for me. How good is that celebration going to feel? I know you try and enjoy every single game and try and win every single ball game, but will you enjoy this one a little bit more?
I think, you know, we'll party till midnight and look forward to the next one.
Murph, congratulations. Thanks look so forward much. To chatting with you tomorrow.
Thanks so much, guys. I love you, Uke.
We got all your parking tickets covered. Don't worry about it.
I like it. Get down in that locker room, Uke. We need you right now. Get down there.
I'll be there, pal.
All right. I love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
trust
Pat.
Me. He was there. It was great. It was one of the best scenes of the night, as it always is. Bob Uecker is the man. We'll hear from him a little bit later on here in the show. Let's also hear from the man that, oh-ho, by the way, had a 1-2-3 strikeout the side, top of the ninth inning, that set the stage for the Crew to win this one. Devin Williams caught up with our guys after the game.
Celebration continues down on the field, and we've got an all-star closer, Devin Williams, joining us right now. Devin, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. And a great performance from you tonight, striking out the side, and to win this ball game the way that you did. It feels like this is the perfect way to celebrate a Brewers victory in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like this team's had to grind for everyone. You know, this whole season, it's been a marathon for us, and it hasn't always come easy. And these guys never quit. You know, I sat back and watched them for 4 months, so I know what they're all about. And, you know, I was just itching to get back out there to contribute in any way I can, and it's been awesome ever since.
You guys just took a bullpen picture out on the mound of everybody in the bullpen. That's a tight-knit group. What about the job they did in your absence to get the Brewers to that point, and then you can just take this team over the top when you came back at the end of July?
Yeah, every one of them. Every one of them's done an incredible job. You know, we're missing one right now, if I'm being honest. Huddy should be here with us. But everyone stepped up. You know, McGill stepped up. Huddy stepped up. Koenig stepped up. It's, you know, guys just did their job and did it every time they were asked to, which was a lot. You know, especially early. They were covering a lot of innings, and, you know, they answer the bell every time.
You've been in the postseason. You had the taste from last year. How much does that motivate you guys going into this year? Or can you not get caught up in that and just have to stay focused on the day-to-day?
Honestly, I think the mindset of every person on this team is just to win the day. You know, that's been Murph's message all year. And we've kind of taken to it. You know, just we're worried about today. We'll worry about tomorrow. And, you know, just win as many games as we can.
Frankly, that's the right attitude in the postseason. That is the postseason attitude. You guys have been able to do that over 162. That's hard to do, and you can't do it without a clubhouse where guys are lifting each other up on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tight-knit group, I would say, as close as any team I've ever played on. You know, we enjoy being together. I think everyone enjoys showing up to work every day, you know, just being in the clubhouse, you know, messing around with each other, whatever. Guys struggling, we're picking them up every day. It's a different guy that's you know, getting us to a victory today. Bowers, to be quite frankly, he got screwed in his first at bat. That wasn't even close. He got rung up. He comes in the clubhouse pissed, and I was still in there, and I was like, come on, bro, you're gonna get another chance today. And what do you know, he comes up and gets the game-winning knock. It's just the way it's gone all year.
That is this team in a nutshell. It absolutely is. Devin, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Go back and celebrate. We got to get Jeff down here to celebrate with us as well. So we appreciate
right.
it, Devin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Devin, thanks so much for the time, man. Go get him.
Yeah, thank you.
Great stuff from Devin. Much appreciated to him spending some time with the guys. Now it's my turn to get involved with all this. I caught up with Willie Adames out here on the field with the celebration, moved out to the infield diamond, and Willie was all smiles talking about this one tonight.
Willie, you made a habit of these since you came here to Milwaukee. How sweet does this one feel?
This one is special. I mean, it's been a great year for the team. I have a lot of young guys that have never been here, and, you know, I told them just to enjoy. This is fun. This is what we play for, and hopefully we can go and win it all.
How fun is it to see a 20-year-old in Jackson lead off that ninth inning with the triple? You draw a good walk, but, man, that he's been the spark plug for your offense.
Yeah, he's been amazing. I think he did the adjust that he needed to do. He's been, like you say, the spark for the the team, and you know, he just showed the world the type of player he is, and you know, the sky for limit for the kid.
You know, you're saying as always, no book bag, and right now this has been a beautiful, beautiful season for you. How do you look forward to the rest of September and into October?
Yeah, I mean, we just had to continue to do what we've done the whole year, just trying to get better, to go into the postseason with the right mentality, and you know, at the end of the day, we just have to continue to have fun.
How much fun is it looking around at all these fans that stuck around?
It's amazing. They always support us unbelievable way, and you know, hopefully they can show up now and come and continue to support us.
Willie, appreciate all the time over the years. Thank you, Poppy.
I'm joking with Jason Schauger right now. He doesn't believe me that I'm actually live here on WTMJ right now. We're still talking. We're still going. We're going till midnight, Schaug. We're still going. We got stuff to talk about in this one. Brewers get the win 2-1 walk-off fashion over the Phillies. I got a couple of texts here, then we'll get to some more interviews here in just a moment. Jeff from Elkhorn, tonight's game is the way we've been winning in the playoffs. Good starting pitching, great bullpen, score just enough. Reggie from Milwaukee, the Cubs have spent ungodly amounts of money and they haven't even won a single division title in years. Last one they won, I believe, was 17, if I'm not mistaken. There's something special about this Brewers franchise. I just want to know if Hudson is in the postseason plans. Yes, I can assure you, as you heard Devin Williams talk about, he is in the postseason plans. Mike in Colorado, I always listen to the radio calling tonight. I was fortunate to watch the game on MLB Network. This team did not need to win, but they had to win because of their never-say-die attitude. And relentless style wouldn't have had it any other way. Go Brewers. Get to a few more texts, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. I got some more interviews lined up, including the guy who hit a home run tonight, Reese Hoskins, among others, coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Brewers win. Everyone's changing. Everyone's getting ready to go home. Things have been fun here at the ballpark. The Brewers get the win 2-1. I'm Dom Catronio. We're still celebrating here. Let's go to another guy that gets a lot of credit for all this, an architect. How about Matt Arnold? He caught up with the network postgame earlier tonight as the Brewers get the win, and they're moving on as NL Central Division champs.
Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle. Looks like they've got Matt Arnold down there and ready to chat.
We do, and he can hear you too, Jeff.
Hey, hi, Arnie. Buddy. Arnie, congratulations,
yes, sir.
Man.
I don't know where you are, but, yeah, good, man. This is awesome. This is unbelievable. I'm soaked. I lost most of my voice, so I'm right where I need to be.
But that's what this is all about,
yes,
Arnie.
Sir.
That's what it's all about.
Yes,
and you
sir.
Got 10 days to figure it out until a potential postseason series. Let me ask you first before Josh jumps in, and I'm sure you've been asked before, there was nobody outside of this building that thought this team could win the division in 2024. What do you have to say to everybody, first and foremost, and secondly, how satisfying is it to celebrate tonight?
Yeah, it's incredibly satisfying, you know, and honestly, a lot of times when we win games, it's just a relief, you know, you never get to enjoy the moment, but when you have opportunities to do it just like we're doing right now, it is really awesome, and I'm just super proud to be a part of this group. We've had an incredible run. Like you said, nobody really counted on us from day one. But the guys in the room believe in themselves, you know, and Murph sets the tone, Ricky sets the tone, and this entire group, I'm just incredibly proud to be a part of it.
Matt, how much was tonight's game a microcosm of the entire season? It kind of felt that way, didn't
yeah,
it?
That's our brand, buddy. I mean, that really is. Like, we play tight games, and we grind through them, you know, and we stay competitive and do what we can to stay in every game and fight till the end. And just that's exactly what Murph has been preaching from day one, and that's what we try to do. And that felt like a playoff game tonight. It really did.
I wonder how much before the game you'd never know what the emotion would be like until you get in it. But how much nicer was it to win this game tonight before you could pop the champagne?
A lot. You know, in terms of backing in, you know, and nobody really knows how to handle that, especially clinching this afternoon. You know, we were high-fiving, and I was in a meeting when I heard, you know, and it was, you know, I heard the clapping in the background, and like went out and our whole staff was together and went out and said some cool things with the group. But you know, you just don't know how to plan, especially, you know, the way that we ended up clinching, and to do it tonight together with a win just like this was awesome.
Tell me about the next week and a half before you get into the postseason. There are some important games still to be played as you try to get one of the top two seeds in the National League. But how do you and the rest of the staff do you think approach the next 10 days or so?
I don't think we're going to change our mentality at all, honestly. I mean, I think there's obviously the component here with staying fresh to the extent that we can. But at the same time, look, you're trying to win tonight. I mean, that's our brand of baseball. And I think if we change that, we change our edge, you know. And I think that's going to be our approach the rest of the way.
Matt Arnold joining us from the field. Jeff, we'll send it back your way, and we'll have another interview in just a moment or two.
Appreciate it. Thanks, and congratulations again, Arnie. Get a dry shirt, man.
Appreciate you. No chance. I'm staying this way for a while.
I love it. That's Matt Arnold, general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Nobody's dry right now, including your. I mean, I've still got champagne soaked in my eyes. I'm seeing the guys out in the bullpen right now hanging out, just chilling out, Max, and just Waters out there. Don't worry, but just everyone's just trying to take it down a notch. Now, yeah, I'm going to take it up a notch, though, because this was the first interview I did tonight. Garrett Mitchell, he got me good. It burned so good, but Garrett and I caught up in the clubhouse celebration.
Garrett, congratulations. You get to be part of the celebration. You guys are NL Central champions. How does it feel as you pour champagne on me?
It feels amazing. This is just the first step to a long postseason, and we just got to keep going, man. But this is an awesome time.
You've blinded me on my first interview of the night, but let's keep rolling. Dude, it's been a heck of a year for you having to wait after the injury at spring training to have this moment. How much fun has it given you've gotten over the mountaintop?
I feel blessed, man. I mean, it's been a long journey, a long road, but there's not a place I'd rather be with a team and just this group of guys, man. It's been absolutely amazing. I love it.
This has been great. Garrett Mitchell joining us here on the Brewers post game. Congratulations. Go celebrate with these guys.
That was fun. I've got a really tight relationship with Garrett. Couple Pac-12 guys, of course, and he's been really good, and I'm really excited to see his success continue here in the big leagues. Let's get one more in the middle of all the celebration, too. A pillar, to say the least. We talked to him earlier today in the post-game, or rather in the pre-game interview room when the clinch happened before the game, and he's been a big reason of all of this, and he homered tonight off his old teammate Aaron Nola. Rhys Hoskins caught up with us in the clubhouse.
All right, we're with Rhys Hoskins. 3, 2, 1. Rhys, you've gotten the habit of these, man. How does this one feel right now?
Oh, this is a great – this is my first division right here. This is why you do it, you know, like all the blood, all the sweat. There's nothing better than cherishing things that are bigger than yourself, and to do it with some of your friends. It's just this is what you remember. This is awesome.
When you look around this clubhouse, we got Martinelli's behind us for Jackson, and you got some veterans like yourself. What a mix in this room, guys that have never done it before, and guys like you that have experienced it. What do you hope to soak up from this?
Again, man, it's just doing, being a part of something that's bigger than yourself, right? Like it's a collective group that's all trying to do the same thing, and we did that really, really well for 151 now. We believe from the start. We were doubted, and to do that while being doubted is just makes it that much sweeter.
And you've spent a little bit of time now with Bob Uecker, getting to see the address that Pat Murphy just gave him. How cool was that?
A legend, man. Deserving. He's seen everything in this game and more. It's just cool that he gets to experience this time and time again. I'm glad we can give that to him.
All right, now you go party and get out of here, all right? Congratulations, Rhys.
Thank you, Dom. Go Brew, man. Go Brew. We're not done.
He's great. I really enjoy talking to him. They're all walking in from the bullpen right now, too. So fun times here at the ballpark tonight. The Brewers get the victory. Everyone's still soaked. Everybody's having a grand old time. We still got a few more segments to wrap up with here on postgame. We're going to hear from Bob Uecker. We're going to hear from Mark Adonasio. We're going to hear from everybody that partied tonight. Brewers win. We're just still having a blast. Stay with us on WTMJ.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Innings. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I'm Dom Petronio. What a fun night. Brewers get the dub. We'll hear from Bob Uecker to end the show. Right now we're going to hear from the head honcho, Mark Adonasio. We've talked to him throughout the year, and, man, I'll be honest. I know there's some people that just don't get it on social media. I don't listen to those people. But the numbers don't lie, man. And since he bought the team, this is one of the three best teams in the National League. And the numbers don't lie. You can go look it up. I promise you, they're one of the three best teams in the National League since he bought the club. It's pretty impressive stuff. Mark Adonasio caught up with the network post game earlier tonight.
We have a principal owner and
He was just up here a couple of minutes ago. We're talking about Mark Attanasio. Are you there, boss?
Here we are.
All right. Well, you were just up here a couple of minutes ago, and we were talking. You were a little nervous. You're a little tight.
A little tight. Got a little tighter when I got down to the seats.
And family in tow with you. Everybody was enjoying themselves. A little nervousness, but that's to be expected. And another championship for you. You got to be feeling good about it.
You know, it's a real playoff atmosphere tonight here. And the other team has the best record in the National League. And, you know, what I really, among many things I love, I mean, I got my Undaunted shirt here, but, you know, Pat Murphy talks about winning tonight, never giving up, relentless. And these guys could have just taken it easy tonight, and we played a hell of a game.
It was fun to have you up here and enjoying things, despite the fact you were a little tight.
And
okay.
I believe you told me and Debbie, you said, we'll be all right.
We'll be okay. Don't worry about it. We got it.
By the way, you want to tell everybody how many baseball games we figured you've seen?
Well, you're the guy that came up with it. You were up here a little while ago, as I said. And, yeah, we've talked about the estimated count of games that I have either participated in. We're talking about playing and broadcasting. You came up with the figure of 11,000.
It was 11,000, and then I realized I didn't really count spring training and playoffs and postseason.
Those were the only games I played in, so I should have counted those. Spring training. Anyway, we'll see you downstairs,
right,
and
Yuki.
Congratulations to Debbie and the boys and the girls and everybody with the family, Mark. Thanks a lot.
Love you, Yuki.
You bet.
All right. I love it. That's great stuff. Good vibes here tonight at the ballpark. We're going to take our final break here of the night. We're going to start landing the plane here, but you're going to hear the guy you just heard there. We're going to have the call for the walk-off for Jake Bowers. And from the one, the only Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, and the guys chatted with Bob for a little while, as Greg Matzik caught up with him earlier tonight, too. So that's how we're going to land the plane here in just a little bit. Thank you to everybody who stayed with us all night. Thanks, big thanks to our producer, Max Meyerson, too. He's kicking butt tonight so far. Brewers win it. Central Division champs. One more segment after this on WTMJ.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Innings.
And delivers, swinging, and a rocket to right, base hit, they win! Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet, pass Harper at first, Jackson Chourio scores the winner, and they're chasing Jake Bowers into center field. They finally caught him, and the celebration now is the game.
Man, chills, awesome, love it. Bob Uecker, a treasure, 90 years young, enjoying it here, another division championship. But let's get that man a ring. You heard Christian Yelich say it, let's get that man a ring. That's the clip, that's the stuff that we want to hear. And Greg Matzik caught up with him in the middle of the celebration. Champagne and Miller Lite flying everywhere. Here's what it sounded like earlier.
Hey, Bob, there's a nice party they threw you here.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
This is actually my hotel room. I thought.
Body hotel room?
Yeah, this is my hotel
room. Are they going to get the scent out of the carpet?
I hope not. This is what keeps me going. Absolutely. When you get to this time in your life, your existence, to be laying on a champagne-soaked carpet is the top dog. That's it. That's the best. And to be with these guys each and every time, and one of the best friends I ever had in the game right here. It's always, always the best.
You've gotten to do a few of these, right? They always mean a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I did one as a player, and it was 100 years ago, but it was nothing like it. Winning a World Championship, which I'm really pulling for these guys, to do that again, to do do it for Milwaukee instead of the Braves being the Brewers to win a World Championship here would really be something. And, you know, the guys that have gotten us to this point where we have a chance to do that, it's not like it used to be where you played against the other league and that was it. Now we have the playoffs, which is, that's the toughest part of the whole thing. But to be here and be around this, tomorrow it'll be all cleaned up. Everything will be back to normal again. But this is great.
Really no need to shampoo the carpets. You'll just have to do it again in a couple weeks. No,
exactly. Yeah, no, it'll be done again. No problem with that. Yeah. No, this is great.
Bob, God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. My thanks to Greg Matzik for letting us play this. My thanks to Bob Uecker for his guidance to me over the years. You know, he's just the king. I mean, he's the best. And there's no way to describe getting to watch him celebrate these. And it's just so much fun. So that's how we're going to get ready to land the plane here. Man, so many thank yous throughout the season. We're not done yet, but if this team's in the wild card round, I'll be with you for those too. Division series gets a little wonky because of my other duties, but I'll be with you as much as I can. But I'll be with you for these final 10 games, though. That's for certain. As we have post-game shows after 9 of the next 10 games. The only game we don't is next Thursday after the day game in Pittsburgh. But it's going to be over in the blink of an eye. And now the Diamondbacks are coming to town for a 4-game series. Tomorrow starts at 6:15. We're on the air at 5:40 to get you ready for Brewers and D-backs game 1 of this series. Then on Friday, back to a 7:10 first pitch. Saturday is a 6:10 first pitch. Sunday is a 1:10 first pitch. Then finally, an off day coming up on Monday for the Brewers' last road trip going to Pittsburgh. So many thank yous. Tyler Barnes, Ken Spindler with the Milwaukee Brewers for letting me broadcast here from the edge of the dugout. Thanks to Kent Sommerfeld, who also helped set us all these network interviews and getting the guys all set up. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle, Jeff Levering, and, of course, Bob Uecker. Those guys all do incredible work here on WTMJ. Also want to thank our friends over at Bally Sports Wisconsin. Sophia Minert and I were kind of neck and neck just trying to get as many guys as we could and how chaotic it was. Want to thank the PR staffs, Andrew Grumman, Mike Vassallo, Daniel Crooks, y'all did, and Leslie Stojak. Thank you to everybody who helped us out here tonight, and let's hope there's a few more busy nights for you guys. Thank you to the clubhouse staff, Jason Schauger, Tony Migliaccio, Ben, everybody in there. You guys have been top-notch as far as serving these things up. And then finally, thank you to our producer, Max Meyerson. He's been the guy hitting play and helping us out and staying organized. Thank you to a couple of folks behind the scenes, Maddie Hayes, who was down here capturing social content. Greg Matzik was here as well. And I saw Ben Bruss was in the ballpark tonight too. So a whole bunch of content coming from right here. One place only. Your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. The Brewers get the dub. They win the Central once again. And now they try to chase down the Dodgers for that 2 seed. Brewers win tonight 2-1. And once again, my name is Dominic Catronio. We'll be right back with you here tomorrow, recapping whatever tomorrow has in store for us. But you know Pat Murphy's going to tell them, win tonight. So thank you to everybody who's listened this far. If you listen on the pod, if you listened here live, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And you know the drill. Once again, always remember, keep on swinging.